It's just before 5 on a Wednesday night at the Edgerton Women's Health Center in Davenport. Ashley Danielson has come in on her day off, still exhausted after plowing snow for nearly 2 days straight. You wouldn't guess from her petite frame and pink sweater that the 27-year-old works for a local plow and tree cutting service, and she loves that.
I like to tell people what I do, and they're like, "You cut trees?" Yeah, I do. And I used to drive a concrete truck, so...
Most years, Danielson makes somewhere between $15,000 to $20,000. That puts her above the poverty line, but still makes her eligible for the Family Planning Medicaid waiver. At least it does for now. The waiver started in 2006 to help uninsured women like Danielson get birth control and save the state money by preventing unwanted pregnancies. But the House bill slashes the program's budget, kicking off any woman with an income above 133% of the poverty line. In other words, a single woman making more than roughly $14,000 a year, or a woman with a family of four living on more than $29,000. If the Senate passes the bill, too, Danielson and some 2,500 uninsured women will lose their family planning coverage. For Danielson and her boyfriend, that might make birth control a luxury they simply couldn't afford.
I can't let another bill go late to keep this, but yet if the cost got too much, I would have to. And that's scary for me, because I'm not ready at all. Not ready if I went off the pill, if I became pregnant. And it's something that I've never really had to think about because of the fact that I've always been able to come here and get my birth control.
House Republicans say those cuts would save the state $2.5 million over the next 2.5 years. That figure also includes reversing a decision to expand the program. Jody Tomlanovic is the executive director of the Family Planning Council of Iowa. She says that expansion, which the previous legislature approved, would have covered birth control for women who make up to 300% of the poverty line. And that's because those are the same women who are already automatically qualified for Medicaid if they get pregnant.
If you're paying for prenatal care and delivery care up to 300% of poverty, you should be trying to help those women in that category who want to avoid a pregnancy to help them avoid that pregnancy. So it went not only from what we were projected to raise the rate to, but from what the current rate is too.
Last year, a study at the Public Policy Center at the University of Iowa found the state saves at least $3 for every $1 it spends on family planning. But Republican Representative Scott Racker says these cuts are unavoidable.
Reality is we just don't have the money to do all of the things that we would like to do. And without eliminating the program, we need to reduce the spending in several areas of the budget in order to balance it. I think it is going to be difficult for many of those women, but there are other opportunities out there for them, and we'll need to have communities step forward in ways that they can.
But many clinics are already stretching tight budgets, according to Tomlanovic.
Most of them have been pretty clear that if then you have that number of women who are now having to try to pay for this themselves, what we'll see is a cutback in the number of clinics or the amount of clinic hours. So it will be difficult to maintain access to services, which will in turn make it more difficult to avoid a pregnancy.
As the Senate weighs the mammoth budget-cutting bill, it's likely that the comparatively small section on family planning won't get a lot of attention. But for Ashley Danielson and thousands of other young uninsured women, those cuts could be life-changing. I'm Kate Wells, Iowa Public Radio News.